John Taylor is with us now as we get back to business, if you will, after the President's Day holiday. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, so far this morning, looks like the futures are kind of flat. They were up a little bit, but they've ticked down. But there's a lot of stuff happening this week. We don't get much today in terms of economic data, but tomorrow we get housing starts. Then we get the PPI, the Producer Price Index, and, of course, that's inflation at the wholesale level. And, of course, the Fed is concerned about inflation being too low. I know that may sound counterintuitive. Thursday, we, of course, talk about jobs again, and then the CPI number, inflation at the consumer level, and then on Friday, existing home sales. But there's a kind of a big news story out this morning reported by Bloomberg over the weekend. It's not been confirmed by Tyson, but according to Bloomberg, Tyson is making a $2 billion bid to buy a company called Michael Foods Group, Inc. Michael Foods Group, Inc. is owned by Goldman Sachs private equity firm. And they make, here's some of their products, Simply Potatoes, Papetti's Easy Eggs, and Crystal Farms Cheese. The company has annual net sales of about $1.5 billion. There will be other bidders, and so this may not be a successful bid on the part of Tyson. If they do acquire this, it'll be one of their bigger acquisitions. It's kind of interesting there to think back about that Tyson is now a $13 billion company in terms of market cap, the world's largest producer of meat protein. And when you think back that it started with one man hauling live chickens up to Chicago to sell them on his truck, kind of an incredible story. And the stock has been incredible. Last year, Tyson stock was up 73.6%. Wow. And so far this year, up another 12.76%. They continue to make acquisitions and move toward prepared foods and value-added foods to try to give themselves some cushion against the volatility in the commodity prices. And, of course, I would remind you that they're not only in the chicken business, which is what we think of, but also the beef and pork business. So we'll see whether or not Tyson is successful in writing a $2 billion check to buy that company from Goldman Sachs. And here's a bit of good news for perhaps those who are trying to buy a home. Wells Fargo, now they're the nation's largest mortgage lender. In fact, last year they accounted for 1 out of 5 mortgages in the United States. They say they're going to lower their minimum credit score for certain mortgages that are eligible for government backing. Now, this is a sign that other lenders may follow, and maybe there'll be some thawing of the lending standards. A lot of realtors and builders have complained that the mortgage standards are too high and it's keeping people from being able to make purchases. Now, these will be loans that will be backed by the Federal Housing Administration, and they're Wells Fargo says they're going to lower their credit score from 640 to 600 for certain types of loans that are guaranteed by FHA. They say, quote, the goal is to increase access to credit, especially for low and moderate income buyers and first-time home buyers. These are fully underwritten, fully documented loans consistent with FHA program guidelines and responsible lending principles. So hopefully that will help them show up in some of the housing numbers later. And lastly, we talked earlier several times about what a terrible year gold had last year. Worst year for gold in terms of prices if you were an investor in gold in 30 years. Well, kind of an interesting tidbit this morning. For the last number of years, several years, China has been the largest, India has been the largest consumer of gold, and now China has been. Now, we're not talking about the stuff they're buying for their central bank. We're talking about the consumer buying gold. India has led that, as I mentioned, for a number of years, but last year, the overall demand for gold worldwide dropped 15%, but Chinese consumer demand rose 32%, and it only rose 13% in India. India's actually been imposing some import restrictions on gold because there was so much gold being imported for jewelry purposes in India that it was causing their trade balance to be too large, and China has surged, and that probably is a sign that there's an emerging middle class and upper class in China that's buying gold for purposes other than storing it as an investment.
Yeah, I wonder if they're starting to get scared. you wonder.
We'll see.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right there, or you could call him 479-782-2527, 782-2527. If you have a question about something he discussed, he'd certainly love to talk with you about it.